Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of May, Saturday morning. And the next couple, 3 minutes, I'm going to read a compilation of about 100 scriptures. Well, maybe not that many, maybe 50. So I'm going to have to move quickly. God shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. Isaiah 25:8. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah 60:20. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light. Isaiah 33:24. And the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 65:19. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. The voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 65:19, Isaiah 35:10. I will ransom thee from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Hosea 13:14. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. The last enemy that shall be destroyed in death, then shall he be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:26-24. Things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Fear not, I am he that liveth. Revelation 1:17-18. We have been raised up together in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. John 17:24. We are members of his body, of his death, and of his bones. Ephesians 5:30. The church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, ye are complete in him, which is the head. Colossians 1:18. For as much as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise also took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Colossians 2:10. This corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:53-55. Well, we have an unction from the Holy One. He has been victorious. God bless.